Oh, very good. Yeah, I have an FTM 500, and so far I've been really, really happy with it. It's been a good radio. I got mine permanently installed in the truck, and I had to have my heater core replaced on my Ram. So while the dash and everything was out of the truck, I had the guy who did the heater core for me, I had him run the coax, and I got the NMO mount that goes behind the brake light, and I got it all nice and integrated. And yeah, so far it's been really good. I've been happy with it. No complaints.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that NMO mount with a brake light for the pickups. That is really cool. It's not going to be quite as easy for me. I got a Jeep Compass. So I think what I'm going to do is take the radio body and put it under the passenger seat. And then there's this really nice kind of, flexible pole, like a gooseneck, but a little bit stiffer that you can buy. And I think I'm going to mount that on the passenger seat bolt and then bring that up and put the radio head down there. My brother, lifelong ham, knew everything about everything and ham radio, and he said never install a radio up on top of your dash, which in this car would be perfect, but I think it'll be better this way. It'll get in the way a little bit, but I think it'll be nice, so I got a plan. But boy, when I saw a guy on a video installing that NMO mount with a brake light, that was pretty sexy.